This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my flagship station, my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody who is working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, it includes our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center drivers out there as well. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, our Amazon warehouse workers, our Amazon drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. All one word, all lowercase, Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. And joining us from south of the bay, over the big bridge down there, Bradenton Way, we've got retired United States Army Colonel and Lieutenant Colonel and Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
And, of course, they're all excited. Great weather. Everybody's excited. Okay, thank you, boys and girls. There they go. They're going back in. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we had a couple of horrible instances yesterday. Number one, the shooting in Nashville, which they're still putting the pieces of the puzzle together on that one. So I'm not going to dwell on it because we don't really have enough information except just to tell you that six people were killed, three adults, 3 9-year-old children, by what apparently was a transgender woman who was armed with two long rifles and a pistol. And apparently she came to mean business and harm to a school that she used to attend years ago.
Yeah, for however many years. Yeah, the woman lived a mile away with her parents, and the woman, I don't even throw in the transgender part. She was emotionally unstable for whatever reason. We'll find out more. And I think the manifesto that they discovered at her parents' home where she lived is going to reveal a lot. They've got that. They've read that. But well, rightfully so. They're not going to do that. But I think that'll be made public sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And that'll tell us a great deal.
Yep. And it's a terrible situation. Our hearts and prayers go out to the people in Nashville, and we do feel your pain. Now,
yeah, and I think, Captain, there's two things to point out from that are kind of extraordinary. One is there was a woman that did this, and it's an extraordinarily small percentage. It's like 2 or 3% of all the firearms mass shootings are carried out by a woman. That's one. And two, the fact it was carried out at a Presbyterian, a charter faith-based school. That's extraordinary. But the good news is, as you pointed out earlier, is that within 14 minutes, the police responded, even though bullets do fly fast, as the mayor of Nashville said, although he also in his comment made one stupid remark where he said, today, guns killed six people. What utter and incredible nonsense was that? A 28-year-old woman with mental problems killed six people in Nashville yesterday.
That's right. And Rand Paul's, one of his staffers, Senator Rand Paul, was stabbed and almost killed, fighting for his life right now, 26-year-old male staffer. They did catch the person that did it, and that came over the airwaves here about maybe 2 hours ago.
Yeah, Washington, D.C., what a lovely place to be. You know, one of the other headlines yesterday, there was a veteran who survived several tours in Afghanistan, and then, of course, he was killed at a carjacking in Los Angeles. And so Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., I don't care who you are, whether you're wearing a suit or anything like that, but one thing that we're clearly looking at is that it's not neo-Nazis, it's not right-wing extremists, it's not the January 6th folks that were upset there. It is left-wing issue-motivated people that are making the headlines for violence against other folks over politics, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they feel physically threatened, but just because they feel like they have a right because their feelings are so hurt that they can take violence out on folks like Rand Paul's staffer or a veteran in Los Angeles or a religious school in Nashville. This mm-hmm. is crazy.
Yeah, it is, and we need to get a handle on this sooner rather than later. And it's just the time has come to wake up, America. Wake up. All right, hold on there, Colonel. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch and retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, too. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Okay, and don't forget, while you're out driving around looking at different things, take a drive up to your favorite Moss Nissan dealership. There's one right here in Tampa. There's one up in Newport Richey. There's one up in Crystal River. There's another one, brand new one, in Brooksville, Florida, on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway, too, on the eastbound lane. So there you go. Now, that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, where you will always have an opportunity to participate in the You Serve, You Save program. That means all active duty military, all first responders, all veterans, all retired first responders, that's EMTs, firefighters, police officers, and all church pastors too, get a great deal afforded to them on either a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, we're going to take a caller before we go back to what you and I have talked about during the break. So let's get over here. Backgammon Bob, good morning. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. As far as the school shooting goes, I had an idea that, and this is something that could be implemented at the state level, maybe rather than the national level, but I don't think the national level is really going to work. At the state level, is to have a new type of officers. In other words, totally separate from the police, just like the Highway Patrol has their separate thing from the city and camp, but have a statewide school resource officer program where they would be trained to work at the schools, and they would still have the police powers and everything like that. And this would also help out as far as relations among students and stuff, and reintroduce the police into the schools and like that. And in addition to that, we should also have a certification program for schools. And each year, or maybe some point, they would have a, like a license. In other words, even if it's a private school, charter school, whatever, you would still have to have your be certified regularly to, as far as your security and all like that. Well, I know what the colonel thought of that. That's it, Cap.
All right. Well, Colonel, we do have school officers here in the state of Florida, one of the few states that does.
Yeah, and other states have run into trouble now because of the failure to have them. In fact, in the Defund the Police movement, they got rid of some of them. Now, and nationally, I understand, I'm with them on part. But I tell you what, things happen so quickly. I'm a little bit beyond that. I am very much for the inalienable right of self-defense, and I believe that in every school in the nation, whether it be private or public, somebody who is willing and able, that chooses, if they're on the faculty, staff, a teacher, a cafeteria worker, a custodian, I don't care. If they want to concealed carry in a school, they ought to be able to.
Right.
That's what I believe. And that goes beyond what we do in the state of Florida, what is done in most states, campus carry to the max.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only way to totally avoid this, because I'm telling you, even if they had had a resource officer there, I'm not so sure they would have been much quicker than the 14 minutes that the police that arrived on scene were. There still would have been people dead. Would it have been six? I don't know. It still would have happened, because it's not the guns. It's the crazy direction that our society has gone, and the kind of stuff that we've generated in American society, not in the government, not the rules and regulations, but what we've done, Americans. We, the people, are to blame for this, because we've allowed it to happen, and the Defund the Police laws have made it worse.
Yeah, I did not hear about them having a school resource officer at that school, and I did not see one there, but I do know that the two police officers, the young officers who engaged that shooter, when they went in the door, they charged in that door. She opened up on them, and they opened up on her. That was it in the story.
Yep. Yep. Good for them.
Yep. And there was somebody that said something yesterday in one of the talk shows. Well, they should have shot her in the leg so they could have found out something about her. No, no, no. No, when you're being shot at with a long rifle, you don't worry about the leg. You hit them and knock them down.
Most of the country, when they comment on anything having to do with self-defense, they're speaking out of ignorance and fear. They don't understand weapons. They don't understand these situations. I think all the people that are for defunding the police or for not allowing those that are willing and able to be armed and have campus carry, concealed carry, they should have to go through training just like Rangers and infantrymen. And I did, if I had to train and go to war in Iraq to see what it's like to be in that situation, then they wouldn't be spouting that kind of stupid stuff.
You're right.
About aiming to shoot them in the legs.
You're right. You're very right. Now, let's go back to what you and I were going to mention there. First of all, everyone's talking about the possible indictment of Donald Trump, but the big media is currently ignoring the bigger story. And that is the one where we're finding out that China has paid the Biden family millions and millions of dollars over the years, the biggest scandal of the day, as the new documents of the House are showing Hunter Biden's banking records that show the payments from China and how they were divvied up and scattered out.
And the extension of this, these funds were used to give an inroad for China, meaning the Chinese Communist Party and its businesses, to have an advantage to establish inroads in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Some may call that treason. It smells like it. It's flying like it, and it's quacking like it.
Well, it's called Hunter Biden. He's the guy that apparently was the point man out in front of all of this.
Yep, it's treason, and, his father, the President of the United States. You know, you can be President of the United States or Vice President of the United States and be guilty of treason. And it smells like it, but it's certainly, we know enough that we've got to stop any of the stonewalling and looking into it and all that. It's going there. That may be the only thing that now that we just narrowly control the House with the Republicans, about the only good that come out between now and 2024 is to shine light where light was not allowed to shine before. And that's happening. So that's one good thing. The administration can veto anything that they do, even with Democrats supporting some of it, and Biden is vowing to veto. He's had one. Nevertheless, we got to do what we can. Take the world as it is, and we've got about a year and a half now to do the best we can.
Now, can you stick around for another segment?
Captain, I'm happy to.
Okay, because that's when we'll talk about Israel, because you have some firsthand knowledge about that that you want to get out there. But I want to mention this before we go there. Russia and the NATO countries are now a part to the Ukrainian conflict. It appears that Ukraine wants to have a United Nations meeting, number one, or they want to be in NATO, number two, whichever happens first.
Yeah, well, Hungary is parliament has approved Finland to join NATO, so NATO is moving forward, separate from this. And of course, this is in the midst of Russians talking about moving nuclear weapons into Belarus and all that, and they've already got some there.
Right.
That's a little known fact, but moving more in there. So, yeah, there's always a lot going on when it comes to Putin, China, Ukraine, and Zelensky, and NATO. And what we don't talk about much is European Union. What are you going to do?
Well, I hope they're going to do something, because we can't be the world's breadwinner again. I mean, it's not in our...
Well,
if
you look at the amount of money, the proxy war is us. And increasingly, it's looking like it's a proxy war not between the United States against Russia over Ukraine. Increasingly, it's going to be the United States against China over Ukraine. How crazy is that?
Hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And, of course, folks, I'm talking to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel, Chairman of the... Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and that would be none other than Kevin Wright. And of course, he also has the Military Matters show, which is a Vimeo production. You see it on that podcast, a video podcast. So, a lot of different ways to see you, sir.
Yeah, for the good or bad, people can do it to scare bad guys out of the house, I guess. They can broadcast my voice.
All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with the Colonel. And by the way, we are going to talk about Israel with the Colonel. He's got some thoughts on that, and we're going to see what is going on there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. The two police officers who fatally shot the suspect at the Covenant School shooting in Nashville yesterday have been identified. Metropolitan Police Chief John Drake says Officer Rex Engelbert and Officer Michael Collazo fired at the 28-year-old trans man Audrey Elizabeth Hale, killing the suspect. Chief Drake believes this was a premeditated attack.
The initial investigation, we've turned it over to the FBI. We've looked over it as well. It indicates that there was going to be shootings at multiple locations, and the school was one of them. There was actually a map of the school detailing surveillance entry points and how this was going to be carried out on this day.
The two best teams in the XFL Football League played last night. D.C. defeated Houston 37-26. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You know, I keep making myself hungry every time I hear that, because Kyle does it in such a way that you're sitting here thinking, well, it's almost breakfast time for me, so now I'm hearing about lunch. Gee, maybe I'll hold out for lunch and I'll have a bigger lunch. But anyway, back to the telephone line and our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, before we move on, you want to publicize your event on Thursday?
I sure do, because we've added a third panelist to that. Something a little bit different with the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And the we meet the fourth Thursday of every month at Mix's Fruit Farms, a place where, of course, next week we'll be having lunch with the captain on Thursday. But this will be in the Honeybell Room. And we've got three panelists, and we're going to be talking about American foreign policy and the politics of war. Something, of course, we talk here on America's Third Watch, but Matt Bruce of America's Third Watch is our third panelist, and he'll be joining Jimmy T. Smith, a former Florida State Representative and Citrus County Commissioner and Concerned Veterans for America, State Coalition's Director, along with a local media guy who is the conservative voice of Manatee, and that's Mark Young. So I'm excited about this panel talking about where we're going right, what needs to be fixed with American foreign policy, and I think the former is going to fill up most of the time. and what we need to do about with the greatest national security threats and where we need to shift things. Because, hey, speaking loudly and carrying a feather like the Biden administration isn't getting us very far, is it?
No. Speak softly and carry a feather duster.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That'd be it.
That does not work. And by the way, whoever said speak softly and carry a big stick, you betcha.
Teddy, yeah. Teddy Roosevelt. And, and he was right. Some things endure.
All right. Well, let's go right to Israel here. Israel just had days and days and days of just awful street rioting and protests, and there was more than protests. It was just stuff that nobody could quite understand why they were doing what they were doing. And Benjamin Netanyahu says, well, now, wait a minute here. We got to slow this down. We got to tamper this down. So I got to do something. So he did. He did. He backed it off and said, we're going to waylay this. We're going to put this off to the side and not do anything about it until later on down the line. And it quieted down last night. Things finally got the way they should have been, I guess. And now what? Now what?
Yeah, when you look at Israel and you do a compare and contrast to the United States, there are some things that are similar. There are some things that we can make draw parallels, but we got to make sure that we note the differences too. The one thing that is similar is that much of the protest has been fomented by the opposition Labor Party and others right there. It's been fomented by that. That is much like what happens in the United States. But what we need to make sure that we understand and listeners understand is the differences between that and the United States of America. Israel has a hybrid form of the parliamentary government brought on by the introduced by the British. Federalism, the American invention, even though 40% of the world's population lives under a federalist system, the federalist system of America remains unique in many ways. One, we have powers reserved to subordinate form of government, e.g. the states, but our checks and balance separation of powers. In Israel, there are checks upon the executive. First of all, the executive is divided between a president, head of state, and the prime minister who carries out the daily business of the government, Netanyahu. So that's a difference. And there are checks on them, but they dissolve the government and they have to keep a coalition to rule. And that's what Netanyahu was acting on, to keep his coalition together so he could stay in power. The judiciary, on the other hand, in Israel is a different story. And so Netanyahu is right. There needs to be reform because one of the things that the Supreme Court can do, they essentially put in place the subordinate judges who in turn keep them in power. In other words, there is no check and balance or separation of powers to keep the judiciary in check. The Supreme Court in Israel has incredible, awesome power, which cannot be compared to the Supreme Court in the United States. So we need to bear that in mind. So Netanyahu, even though they're going to put this aside for this session, and maybe they need to tweak. I haven't read it. Just, and Netanyahu was right in his interview last night on American media when he said that, hey, most of the protesters out there haven't even read the language of the reform package. I believe that to be true, that protesters generally don't read and understand what they're protesting about. They just do what George Soros or what the Labor Party in Israel called them out to do. So maybe it needs to be tweaked. I haven't read it. But I do know that there are things that, given what I know about Israel, what I know about the American federalism system, what works and what does not, that need to be paid attention to. So he's very much right, and hopefully it doesn't go get pushed aside. They'll quiet and they'll fix it for the good of the state of Israel, the lone democratic state in the Middle East.
Right, and of course Israel, once again, surrounded by arch enemies, and all they want to do is destroy Israel. And Israel seems to always get it right. And I really respect the people and what they have to go through just to be able to hold their heads up in the air.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And Americans often forget that. They want to comment and make a contrast. They say, I want to do this. They can't play the world politics game in Israel. They cannot. They cannot afford as a nation. In fact, increasingly, we're waking up the United States and we're saying, hey, we can't play world politics because guess what? The threat, external and internal, is aroused and is being played out on the streets of America and has been for several years because of wokeism. Wake up, America.
Wokeism, wake up, America, boy. I'll tell you. You know, that's like the Army. The thing going on with the Army there with that guy that got himself in trouble and got arrested. Be all you can be. This has now cost them their new rebranding.
Yeah, our Army, United's Army, America's Army, has done a pretty good job of trying to recruit in the ads. But, of course, they're trying to play because they got to recruit. They got to recruit and appeal to the younger generation a different way. Of course, they brought on a spokesman who was turned out not to be a very good actor. And he got arrested for some pretty bad things. And you can't have this guy up front because that's not the kind of recruits that we want to have in the United States Army.
No. Now, Russia has gotten the NATO countries back in the mix here to the Ukraine conflict because we've got Ukraine who wants to be either a member of NATO or a member of the United Nations or both. As the case may have it, what do you think is going to happen there if you're a fly on the wall?
Yeah, I don't know that they're going to be a part of NATO. They certainly want the goodness that comes out of being a member of NATO. Of course, the Hungarians, the parliament just okayed Finland. So Finland is on its way to joining NATO and perhaps followed by Sweden. We'll see how that goes. Moving nukes into Belarus is a direct threat to a NATO member already, which would be Poland. There's so damn many moving pieces, but the subtext of this is what has been discussed a little bit earlier, been talked about in American media a little bit, is that, and some of our retired generals are rightly calling out, the United States of America, and we need to look at what is our posture, what should it be in the Middle East, period. Because it relates to what's going on in Ukraine, but in the Middle East, and with regard to everything from NATO, but the American posture there and who should be the bearer right there because the world has changed and unfortunately our approach to Latin America, at least a lot of this has to do with what's going on in Syria and whether we should or should not continue to have troops in Syria. I would posit that we do not. The time has passed and we need to have a big look picture strategically about our posture in the Middle East and our relationship with NATO and certainly what our role should be in Ukraine relative to the people that are definitely have the greatest direct national security threat with Ukraine and Russia, and that's the European nations.
Right. Now, I look forward to seeing you Thursday, 6 p.m., I believe is the time. Is that the starting time?
6 p.m., Honeybell Room. Open to the public.
Okay, well, have yourself a great day, and you know where I'll be today.
Yep, talk to you Thursday morning, see you Thursday night.
Thank you very much. Okay, folks, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Military Matters is the name of the podcast, and the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. He is the chairman of that. Check it out. They're on Facebook. Check it out. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And you know, you don't always have to show up at Mission Barbecue and have all of the big, the big meals. You can grab a sandwich and a side and a nice dessert. And by the way, veterans, you get a free dessert there, so your dessert is free. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy the opportunity to be able to stop by and enjoy some great camaraderie with some of your brother and sister veterans that are going to be there, maybe some that you haven't seen in a while. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominique's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at Sarasota, down there in Sarasota, right there at McIntosh. Now, all their blinds, all their shades, all their shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember, Dominique's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in the local area only. Now, you can stop by and see the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service, and away you go. Now, don't forget that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Save you some money. Get yourself some really good products because those shades, and by the way, I had to order some myself. I'm waiting on them to come in, and then I'm going to have them install them for me. Because as some of you know, and you've seen my arm, that was compliments of a Venetian blind that was very sharp. And I decided, that's it. I'm taking them all down. Took them all down, so I'm getting a different style shade in there to boot. You know, the side ones that open and shut sideways. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, now, before we get to our caller, I want to remind everybody that today, of course, and tomorrow, Wednesday, Vietnam Veterans, it is Vietnam Veteran Day. You get to eat free at Mission Barbecue. And we'll have a contingent there tomorrow as well, celebrating Vietnam Veterans Day. So hope to be able to see you. They'll be at all the different Mission Barbecues, but we will be at the one on right there on West Waters, north of the airport. So there you go. A lot of great things happening. Now, let's not forget that today, maybe, just maybe, we'll get a handle once and for all on Hunter Biden, who seems to be the front man in all of this money grabbing that's being done by the Biden family versus the Chinese. Now, a lot of what you're getting is from Joe Biden is a little window shopping, some of those type of comments, because they got to make it look like they're creating some sort of facade, even though over the years they've gotten millions and millions of dollars from China. And the point man has been Hunter Biden. God. Got to be a way to get rid of him. Just got to be. He's no good. And somebody said to me when we talked about it that that's treason. No, it's not treason. It's probably sedition. We don't know that he's selling anything per se, but he certainly was responsible for giving them information and vice versa. They were getting information back from the Chinese from time to time. So there you go. All right. I'm going to put this together because I don't want to keep him holding any longer, and he's been very patient. He tried a couple of days to get in and wasn't able to because it just wasn't enough time, and I can't tell my guests to be quiet. But here we go. Let's see what we got here.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. From three stations to 145, I've been faithful. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, on this radio station with Captain Matt Bruce. Okay, Donald Trump was in Texas, taking everybody to the woodshed, and he said one word, loyalty. Loyalty. Okay? Loyalty. Okay? Are you gonna turn on your friends? Or are you gonna be there with them in their time of trouble? See, I stay to the death. Okay, I don't leave. If you're my friend, I love you. Okay, unless you come against me. I didn't do nothing to you. Okay, but you're going to come against me. You're going to run against me when I got you elected. You're going to talk bad about me when you were vice president. You're going to do this against me. I didn't do nothing to you, but you're going to come at me. Now I'm going to bury you. Okay, now I'm going to bury you because you turned on me and you showed me what a traitor and what a Judas you are. I expect that from the Democrats, but I don't expect that from the Republicans. Okay. I heard Mike Pompeo may be a VP candidate. I like him. Military guy. Okay. Guys, and go from there. But I get nervous about everybody. Okay. I'm from the Bronx, New York.
okay? I got my first hustle when I was 5 years old. My uncle gave me $10, went down the street, and they played the little shell game, lost my $10. Okay, that you grow up real fast, okay, when you lose $10 in the 1960s. So the bottom line is this. I hope you people out there understand that everybody's coming after us, the conservatives, and Donald Trump. And if you ain't got the guts, and you're not tough enough, and you're not smart enough to stand up for our country, stand up for our kids, and let Donald Trump know that you stand with him because they want the LGBTQ, they want all this crap down your kid's throat in the first grade, okay? Then toughen up, step out of the way, and I'll handle it, and we'll go to work with the captain and Donald Trump. God bless you. Stay in love with Jesus Christ, who's the only one who sticks closer than a brother and will never turn on you. In Jesus' name, we take dominion. Peace.
All righty, that's Todd in Tampa, and that was good. He did a good one there. That was good. So there you go. I'll give you some credit for that one, Todd. And you know, you got to be passionate and believe in what you believe in. We need all hands on deck this time around. Now think about something for a minute. Let's say Joe Biden did get 81 or 82 votes, million votes. And let's say that Donald Trump did get 75, 77, whatever it was, million votes. Means there's more votes to be gotten. And Donald's going to have to work very hard at it. Now, part of what he could do is go after the black vote, continue to go after the black vote. And I've got some people I've been talking to. I may bring them on the program. I'm waiting to see what type of response I get from some people that will give me a better idea, because I'm not familiar with who the group is. But when I find out for sure, you may be hearing me bringing someone on to talk about a specific group and what it is that they're looking to get this time for America, because everybody's got a different take on things, as you know, and some people are going to be a little bit hard noses, others, and you know that too. But we're all Americans, and we're all Americans first, and we got to understand that the prize is worth way too much. The end result, the prize, is worth way too much than to have a bunch of people nitpicking at each other. Once the candidates are out there and we know who's running, it's not, and by the way, Nikki Haley, if it is Mike Pompeo, Donald Trump, there really isn't any contest between Nikki Haley and Donald Trump. She may be out there running right now to be vice president, I don't know. Because you're going to see that. You're going to hear that. But in the meantime, I will be back tonight with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Weather's going to be nice again. And I'll be over at Mission Barbecue today from 11:30 to 1:30. Hope you can stop by and have lunch with the gang. It's always a lot of fun. I'll see you then. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.